How long does it take to be a doctor? It takes really long, and in the current scenario, it's forever. And you better be ready with another source of income. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita, and you're listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. Did I tell you I am amongst the top 25 Indian doctors blog on Feedspot? I'm also amongst the top 10 Indian doctors podcast on Feedspot. It's always great to reach the people I want to help. And Feedspot is a big help. I started my training in 2000 and finished in 2010. But getting enough experience to start my own practice took even more time. Remember, I'm an Indian doctor and different countries have different course duration and rules. In India, in the current scenario, with a bond after every PG degree and subspeciality, super speciality, post-PG qualification, the total training duration and bond duration and amount can be considerable. All DM MCH students who learn at a government medical college have to work in a government hospital for a bond period of 3 years or pay 30 lakhs in West Bengal. That's not all. For PG degree, the bond amount can range from lakhs to crores depending on the state. All the information I am providing is according to the current available information online. These extreme bonds and amounts that I quote wasn't a problem when I did my PG in 2007 from Delhi. A lot of things have changed. More colleges, more seats, more reservations, more suicide rates, more attrition of doctors from the country and the profession. I was happy to join a government medical college in a district in West Bengal, India. But in district, the setup is still a glorified village hospital, with impossible patient load and quality medical teaching a challenge. The worst part is, you never stop doing night duties. If you take leave for any reason, you not only have to adjust your duties, but come back and do double duty, because the leaves are not leaves, but end up being exchanges of work days. The worst part is, the myth of free healthcare is so deeply entrenched that people will pay for big parties and their addictions. But while getting operated, they want best treatment, but for free. No responsibility for own healthcare makes healthcare a joke. The societal expectation for their own health and healthcare is squared. But I don't want this to be a rant. Healthcare needs doctors to be in the right number and good quality. There are no shortcuts. I'm not even discussing the medico-legal aspect because that's an entirely different cup of tea. If the National Medical Council doesn't do a ground reality check, it just might be a better idea to be a self-help guru, a health coach, a life coach, a nutritionist, or even a self-certified doctor, also known as a quack, than a registered medical doctor in the very near future. The bonds are scary and not for the faint-hearted. So are the laws protecting everybody else except the doctor. A big reason for poor mental health issues in many, and there's few things going for the current state of the medical education. The good news is things must hit a rock bottom before they can get better. Maybe one day people will all be so healthy, disease-free, addiction-free that a doctor or hospital will not be needed. That, I think, is the ideal health of the people for a nation which is truly empowered. We have to be free from diseases. And for that, we have to treat health as a priority. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Bridge podcast.